Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Welcome back to Shenanigans. I am excited to be back in the studio today with two of, honestly, my favorite guests who have ever been on my podcast because they are absolutely fucking hilarious. They host their own podcast called Dumb Gay Politics. If you haven't heard it, you need to check it out. We also have Jamie Lynn co-hosting in the house.
Hi.
And introducing my guests, Brandy and Julie. How are you?
Oh my God. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Like, I'm so honored.
I mean, that was one of the best intros we've had.
Ever.
Sometimes we do a whole podcast and our names aren't even said.
That's also true. And thank you for the podcast name too, because normally it's like the gay politics, dumb, gay, dumb, the dumbs.
So yeah. Dumb, gay, you. Politics. I mean, listening to it on the way up.
Oh my
same
God! Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. We were checked. Well, we've listened to this a bunch of times, mm-hmm. but now we're in a new place. And
oh,
new vibes.
Yes,
there's
actual fifth person here inside of your body.
I know. How crazy is that?
And she can hear everything now.
I know she can hear.
What do you mean?
It's crazy.
What are you talking about?
At 16 weeks, her ears are developed enough that she can now hear
so
me.
So are you putting like a thing on it and being like, what's up? Right? How are you? Hola, learn Spanish or
so
whatever.
They said, which is interesting and it totally makes sense, that if you cover your mouth and you talk like this,
yes.
That's what she's hearing. So it's like a very muffled
like underwater
talk. Yeah, like underwater, basically. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, she's in the amniotic fluid.
Are you going to play classical music for her and do all that stuff?
No, we play classic rock.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Top, so what are you doing? You're doing some like Led Zepp and stuff?
Yes, she's going to be an old soul. I have my Alexa set up to do this like classic rock 60s and 70s. Mm. So she's going to know good
that's
music.
Great.
Is
that's
that
great.
The music you like?
What? what do you mean? I mean, I like all music for the most part, but I would be lying if I didn't say that I do enjoy a classic
she
rock.
She likes classic okay. rock yeah. and adult contempt.
I okay. love adult contempt.
Like Kenny yes. G? Like, what's adult contemporary?
No. Gar. We're talking about Journey. We're talking, yes. We can even go into Kenny Rogers. Not ashamed.
Oh, okay.
We can get into the king / queen, Barry Manilow.
Okay.
Ooh.
Lionel Richie.
Mm.
Dancing on the Ceiling.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Yeah. I mean, there's some good adult
Phil
contempt.
Collins.
Oh,
doing.
My God.
She
stop
can get
it.
Very embarrassing. We play music on our Patreon podcast, and it's like, wow, she's embarrassed. She's like, roll up the windows. You know, like you hear a song, and you're like, okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to roll the windows up and enjoy this.
Yeah.
But she'll roll them down and turn it up. Like,
nope. I don't care. I will roll. And if Mandy by Barry Manilow comes on, I'm like, oh, Mandy, woo, red light, name on chair, come on. I mean, I live.
You should get a convertible if you don't already have one.
I should.
You're right?
And just roll through the streets of WeHo.
Every time I hear the Mandy song, it reminds me of Can't Hardly Wait. Do you guys remember that movie?
Yes.
Also, speaking of movies, I just quoted one, and Jamie didn't get it. And please tell me one
Let's
of you
see.
Will get it.
Okay.
So as you see, we have these amazing drinks provided by Sugar Taco in front of us. Thank
Delish.
You for picking them up, Jamie.
You're welcome.
Mine obviously says virgin mm-hmm. on it. Mm-hmm. And I said, every time I order a virgin drink, I think of you're a virgin who can't drive.
Mean girls.
Oh my God. You're fired.
We're all
we
fired.
Got one last chance. Come on, Jordan.
Can't buy me love?
Oh my God.
No, wait,
I quit.
You're a virgin who can't drive.
Come
that's
on.
It's not an 80s comedy, romantic
I mean,
comedy.
You're close with Mean Girls, yeah. but like 15
Clueless.
Years. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ding, ding,
okay.
ding.
I mean, those are kind of almost the same movie.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like 10, 15 years. Yeah.
We were on the right track, though.
You were
getting on the right
close.
We were on the right track. Is Clueless your favorite movie?
It's not my favorite. I mean, it would be in my top 10,
top
and
10.
I could definitely yeah. quote it for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I always say Way Harsh Tie.
Yeah.
Is see? My main one from that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I will get Clueless, Mean Girls, Legally Blonde, all of those
yes.
quotes all intermingling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like Clueless better than Mean Girls?
Oh, they're just so different. You know, it was like 96 and 04, yeah. I think. So in that decade.
And you even know the dates.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Like that genre was just never for me. I'm not that girl. Like, yeah. I know you love your Mean Girls and all that. And Brett loves it, too. Just, I don't know. I never got into that. I was so more good. Of like a Heather's.
Person, you know? Swatch Dogs and Diet Cokeheads. Also some great quotes from that movie.
Yeah.
But good. You paid me in puke.
Brock says that it's an American thing that we like will talk in like movie quotes sometimes, like just saying that. I'm like, haha. And then Jamie's like, what? And I'm like, okay, Brock. Like,
Oh, yeah, Brock. Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, he's not Brock's Australian. They were just in Australia together.
Oh, speaking of him, I listened back to the podcast that you guys were on Shenanigans about a year ago.
It was a little over a year,
Yeah, and Sheena was saying, well, I just met an Australian guy, and I might be going to Australia to visit him. He's a rugby player. He looks like Jason Momoa.
So he is Australian.
So update.
He's from New Zealand, but... raised in Australia. So they moved to Australia when he was like 10. So his accent's a little bit of both, but he's Kiwi blood.
Guys, we love an Australian New Zealand accent, guys. My only thing is to go, hey guys, how are you? We just went to New Zealand.
Which is why she
recently,
does, hey guys, how are you?
Which is why we do all hey guys, tours. Yeah, exactly. It was always like, hey guys, how are you? We're going to go visit Lord of the Rings now or whatever. So we're just, I don't know how you just never, I would have him never stop talking.
Yeah. Oh, well, I love it.
She doesn't have to say anything.
He just doesn't stop talking, even if I want him to, which I mean, sometimes it's just like, okay, honey, I get it. You're right. You're always right. Yes, we know. But I am glad that he's always right when it comes to things like his perfect genetics, because being pregnant, when we got our genetic test done, I tested positive for a gene that if he happened to also be positive, it could have led to muscular dystrophy and been really bad. Mm. And he's like, he has two kids already. And he's like, I'm sure we did all of that. And like, you know, I'm a god. I'm perfect. I'm like, this is the one time I really hope you are 100% right. And what happens?
Yeah. Every time?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh my
2020.
Gosh.
How great.
Yeah. So advancements. We get tested. His genes are perfect.
Is it just a blood test?
Wow. It's a blood test, yeah. And wow, yeah, so they came back good. So I was like, okay, awesome. You know, I have to have one more blood test done, actually, the neural tube test that checks for like spina bifida. But also, we just recently did our 23andMe to see what our genetics are and to see what the baby's going to be.
Did you get yours back?
I got them this morning.
What are you?
I'm so
Are you really
shook.
Mexican?
I'm not Mexican.
Stop!
Not even 1% Mexican.
I didn't think you were.
No, but okay, so get this. So
but you make a damn good enchilada.
I do.
There's got to be something a little like spicy in there.
So here's what it is. I just got a little history lesson because I called my cousin and I was like, wait a second, hold on, we're not Mexican. And she's like, no, we're Spanish, Portuguese, and Native American. I was like,
wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what? So apparently in the 1600 or 16th century, whenever, I'm terrible with history as I'm terrible with politics, I guess the Spaniards came over, took over that region, and then made love to the Indians, and then boom, Mexicans are born.
Right.
I don't know. I need to look into it more because that probably sounds very uneducated, but that's, I guess.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
It's basics.
That's pretty much it.
I found out that I am 81.3% Eastern European.
Whoa.
No way.
You're Jewish?
Are you Jewish?
In that.
Jewish?
Spanish and Portuguese.
Yeah.
I'm Greek, Balkan. I'm a little bit British, Irish.
Italian?
I can see Eastern European.
No Italian.
That's like very, you know, sexy.
So way back, they were like, your ancestors were like, we got to get to the new world. And then they went to Spain. And then they went to Portugal. They were like, and then they went, found their way.
Crazy. And like where that side of my family is from, it used to be the south border of Texas used to be Mexican territory. So although they did grow up like in Mexico, it was Spanish and Native American. I'm 14.2% Native American.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's a lot.
I could
that
see
is
that.
A lot.
That's,
I'm like,
that's a lot.
So I could be Pocahontas and people can't get offended.
That's right.
You could be. You could be a direct descendant.
Yeah.
Why not? I could have had that scholarship.
And then I'm 3%. African. Who knew? I think we're all a little African, though.
Yeah, everyone's at 1 to 3.
What is Eastern Europe, though? It's like, what,
Germany,
Bulgaria? Oh, Germany.
You know. Czechoslovakia. It's not even called that anymore.
Now
Poland,
I think it's not right.
Hungary.
That's like where I, what I am.
No, I thought you were Russian.
Yeah, I'm like Russian.
But so, Russia's in Asia.
And Eastern European.
I think the Balkans is Russian.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, crazy.
That sounds right. It's in the Caucasus. I think,
was very shook because then at the bottom of it, it says unassigned 0.7% Mexico and Central America. I'm like, not even 1%? What?
Wow.
So Brock and I are going to actually go over our results on the vlog next week, find out what he is, and then try and do the math and find out what our little baby is going to be.
He is a mutt because Australia is just everything.
Yeah. You know, the Pacific Islander, Asian, European. Wow,
that's
like,
that so just hot. Goes to show people when they do their thing, like you think you're from this place, but really you're from all those places, which is at the end of the day, that's why we're all from everywhere and we're all mutts.
Yeah, we weren't wrong. Just, we paid $350. Julie found out she was Jewish and literally I was white. I was like, wow, fantastic.
Yeah. I'm like, you're white? Oh my God. And I'm like, so Jewish.
Julie Goldman, you're Jewish?
98%.
You know, wow. Wait. Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed.
I would have thought at least I'd have some kind of something exciting, something from Europe, some sort of, I wanted some kind of,
a flair.
Yeah, I wanted a flair.
Oh, I see a tattoo though. So you're not a good Jew.
No. Do I look like a good Jew? No. No, technically speaking, I'm not
but
a good
she
Jew.
She used to be kosh.
Yes. Oh. I grew up a good Jewess. My mother is a Hebrew school teacher.
And
they grew up very, very traditional.
Do you speak Hebrew?
I can read it.
I would love
and
to
the dad
that.
Is a doctor, which is a role, obviously.
So they're really proud. So proud of me.
Love it.
Yeah.
So I have a fun game for the two of you.
Cool.
Since people always think you're a couple,
yes.
Okay. Jamie and I thought it would be fun to play a version of the newlywed game.
Oh, okay. Nailing it. I mean, I will see any game show, and I'm like, we got to go on this and just murder fools. Like, we could really, let's go.
I am going to be like a man.
But you are competing against each other.
Yes, and there are prizes.
Yes, there's prizes.
You've already gotten your first prize. We weren't going to make you wait for the drink and have that get watered down. Okay. So you both are already winners, but there are extra prizes.
Well, Brandy's
under the
definitely
going
to win this. So
okay, for so sure. I was thinking for the podcast, we're also going to post a video portion of this that you can see on the Shenanigans Instagram. But for the podcast, I thought as I ask the question, I'll do 3, 2, 1, and then just say your answer at the same time. Hopefully they match up. If it's muffled, then you can repeat it. Okay, so Brandy, I'm going to ask you questions about Julie, but Julie, I also want you to answer at the same time.
Okay.
Make sense?
Can we have a second to think?
Yeah, or, 3 seconds.
Three seconds.
Okay.
So, Brandy, question number one. Who is Julie's celebrity crush? 3, 2, 1.
Tom Hardy.
Do you not have one?
She's not wrong.
Okay.
I mean, if we're technically
speaking.
Okay,
do you want to do girl?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
Wait, who did Brandy say?
Keira Knightley.
It was good too. Michelle Pfeiffer, Angelina, and Keira. She got that one right.
Okay.
You know what? Let's do honor system because I think it's going to be too hard if they're saying it at the same time.
Okay.
Like, you can know your answer in your head, and if she gets it right, let her know.
Okay.
If not,
boom.
She's also not wrong.
Well, I don't think
she's
going to
be honorable.
Does
she get a point or not for that?
You get a point because Tom Hardy?
I love Tom Hardy.
We're going to give you a point for Tom Hardy.
Love Tom Hardy. I'm like an open person. You know what I mean?
Tom Hardy's your
And so is he.
That's right.
Allegedly.
And that's why he's so hot.
That's right.
All right. Question number two. If Julie was a Disney character, who would she be? 3, 2, 1.
I wish it was comic book so I could say Wolverine.
That would have been right. That would be right. She would be right. That's
okay,
right.
She knows so
That's
many
correct.
Disney movies. I mean,
there's so many Disney. I don't even know the answer to that.
I would have to say maybe the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
That's right. That's good. True.
Okay.
I would
two
be
points.
The Beast. I just relate.
Yeah. Got it. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next question. What is Julie's worst habit? 3, 2, 1.
Being alive.
You're not supposed to answer at the same time. Leaving tops off of. She loses the tops of. But she loses the tops of everything, you guys. I don't care if in her fridge, if you open it, the mayonnaise is open. But every top goes missing.
Where do they go?
I think they must get thrown away.
I have a problem.
It's a very strange. Yeah.
There's it's a show, strange. I think, for that.
I know.
They eat couch cushions.
I'm sweating. That's true. I lose the caps for every single thing.
And you don't know when you're drunk and someone doesn't have tops on their vitamins and their Advil.
Ooh.
Yeah. That gets kooky. Uh-huh. I mean, there's no tops on anything. Anything.
That's true.
Isn't that a strange habit that's really you've never weird. Heard of?
Yeah.
I think they get thrown away. Maybe they do get accidentally eaten. She might be pulling them out on the regular.
I'm like that weird lady in that movie, Swallow. I'm just like, I like to eat caps. Like, I don't know what it is. Or those weird people that eat weird things, uh-huh. you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Okay. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But so are she's gonna absolutely agree? Right. Okay. 100%.
All right. We're 3 for 3.
She would probably have said smoking, though.
Also a bad habit. trying to quit mm-hmm. again.
But it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Which makes it
so it was
to
really
quit.
Just my opinion.
So you're an enabler.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep looking at Sheena, like being like, I'm going to pretend there's alcohol in her thing. Like, yeah, like right? She's just like that hardcore. She's yeah. like, she's like Lily Allen, like over there with a cigarette and like a martini while
oh
she's pregnant.
Oh my God. All right. Number 4. If Julie won the lottery, what's the first thing she'd buy?
A truck.
Ooh.
True. The first thing I would do is get out of debt. Then I would buy a truck.
So that's not really the right answer.
Well, the first thing I'd buy
oh,
is a truck.
Oh, buy. Yes, not first thing you'd do.
I would
first
buy a truck.
Buy. Okay.
And it'd probably be like a Bronco. They're coming out with like the new vintage.
That's exactly
Broncos.
What I get.
My dad loves those.
I want it yeah. so bad. Lee.
Love that.
Need it. I need it to haul all of my landscaping things. I don't do
yeah,
that.
She
I don't
doesn't
do
don't.
Any landscaping.
All right, last question. And going back to your fridge and leaving the caps off. What is Julie's favorite condiment to leave the cap off of?
I'm going to say horseradish.
That's right.
Wow.
Who says that? What do you put it
she
on?
She makes her own condiments a lot because that's why you couldn't even say she'll mix ketchup and mustard or barbecue sauce and she's, but she loves
I don't even know what horseradish goes on.
Oh God, it Ew, goes on everything
like
it. Delicious.
It's like really? In sushi, you know.
Like
oh, it's like the wasabi.
It's that's made of horseradish.
Right. So like, I like it on steak. Definitely with meat or if you eat beef or whatever, let's say like with that. But if you're vegetarian, it could go
it's
with
like
anything.
A dude thing, you guys. That's why we don't understand.
It's spicy and it's also super Jewish.
Yeah, I've never liked it. I love spicy food, but that's just a different type of spice. It's an acquired taste mm-hmm. for sure.
I don't know what
definitely, it... Definitely, like, destroys your whole... Like, when you eat it, like, it can be, like, life-changing. Like, you're like, my meal's ruined now.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll do. We'll have... My brother likes to think he's, like, he can eat a scoop of it. You know, it was always a thing at a holiday. He's like, I can have it on the... And he's like, look at me. And you're like, okay.
I did that once in San Francisco on a dare. I had to eat the whole, like... No. Glob of wasabi. And I'm like, I could do this. I did it. Oh. And then I go under the table and I start heaving.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And throwing up under the table.
Yeah. I don't think your whole face too will just explode. Yeah. Like all your eyes, your sinuses will just.
Cleaned out.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So 5 for 5. So you've got some tough competition, Julie.
I can't.
All right. Okay. Your first question. Describe what Brandy first thought of you in one word.
Funny.
True.
Yeah.
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 That's absolutely true. I mean, I could probably do... I
wish
probably
I could say
it at
thin.
The same time. Yeah. Yeah. I like to say, like, I'm a funny fucker. You know what I mean? She was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Next question. What is Brandy's favorite movie that she probably can't quote?
Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, now you're all on a Keira Knightley thing. I mean, I don't even know if I really have a favorite.
Well, I know it's one of.
Yeah.
Pride and Prejudice, Mean Girls, one of. I want to say one of... like Another Earth or one of Britt Marling's movies.
Yep, I love that movie. I mean, that's a hard one. I don't even know what I would say.
Okay.
But I would probably...
Oh, what about Royal Tannenbaum?
I might say, yeah, like, or I might say Purpurain, or I might say Nacho Libre.
Oh, Nacho Libre, yeah.
Okay, a lot of options. Yeah. So you just get
I'm familiar
off.
With.
I would say.
I could get a point for that.
I think she could make the list.
Yes. What is Brandy's hidden talent?
Brandy can solve a Rubik's Cube.
Wow. That's impressive. There's this whole
I'll
Netflix documentary about this autistic kid, and it was the most interesting thing. Brock put it on. I was like, what the fuck are we watching? And then I was glued to it, and I like needed to see if he was going to be the world champion.
We watched that as well. And also, when we're done, I'll show you the video of Brandy solving the Rubik's Cube.
Wow.
Yeah, you can go to
we
like,
should post that on Shenanigans,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I do it to Blackpink. Do you guys like K-pops or no?
I love the new BTS song that's all over the commercials. Dynamite. Yeah. Yes. I downloaded that one.
She'll like Blackpink for sure.
Okay.
Sexy girls.
Mm. Yes. All right. Next question. I want you guys to answer this at the same time. How old was Brandy when she lost her virginity? 3, 2, 1.
14.
15.
Oh.
I like that you said 14.
I was 14.
Okay, thank God.
I knew it wasn't God for you, Shane.
I'm like, Jesus.
Okay, well, I was close.
Wasn't an inappropriate wrong age. 14. I know. You know what? I was a grade ahead, though, at least.
I was, too. Right. And that's the thing. I was a sophomore. It was winter formal. Yeah, I had a boyfriend for, like, 7 months.
Yeah. If you're a grade ahead, you're that age.
Exactly. You know?
That's what I was thinking. Also, what I was thinking.
I couldn't wait. I mean, I was just like, let me just get rid of this. I was like shaving my legs at like 8. I was like, let's get some hair going. When's my period coming? I wanted all that stuff so early.
All right. Last question. Who is Brandy's hall pass?
Just kidding. Wait.
Well, just say who's Brandy's celebrity crush.
Okay.
Okay.
Henry Cavill.
That is insane. What are my ATM passwords or my?
Oh God! Right, I forgot. George Clooney.
And also, there's another one.
Wait.
My passwords are always George Clooney, so everyone can.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, he just DM'd me the other day.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Time for worlds to change.
Yeah, Keanu and George Clooney are like my
Keanu
faves.
And George Clooney.
Well, everyone's a winner here at Shenanigans, so even Jamie gets a prize.
Jamie gets Keanu's DM, so I don't think she should get anything.
Jamie made the game, so you get a beanie.
Oh my God, I
you get a beanie.
It.
You get a beanie.
Yes.
Woo, I'm like Oprah.
Julie was just saying she wanted this beanie.
I want this so bad.
So everyone
I want you
should know
to wear that so bad.
That Julie's giving you a very man effect. She looks like a boy. She's a dykey les, and now she's wearing a beanie that says boy crazy, and it's
a moz. Tom Hardy, call me.
Oh my God, I love it.
You just need the Bronco now.
Oh my God, can you imagine wearing my boy crazy hat, yes, driving a Bronco?
Pull up to the gas station and be like, hey, guy.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up? Huh? What are you doing?
I like that game where you guys are going to do, you guys should do it to have some more, have like best friends on and have anyone. Have couples. It's a
I
good
like
game.
That.
It's good. It's fun.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
I got to do that with Brock. Because I'm like,
yeah, let's do it for the vlog. Like, yeah. A real, like, not newlywed, but like newly impregnated game.
Right? For
that's
sure.
That's good. Now that should be on something.
I wanted to say that she's going to be gorgeous because, Brock aside, your mother's gorgeous, your sister's gorgeous,
thank
and you're
you
gorgeous. So there's no way. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know about Brock, but.
You know, Brock's hair.
It does. If he has,
she's gonna be blessed.
That's good.
Yes,
that's it's all about the head of her. Then when you have a boy too, mm-hmm, you need that hair.
Yeah,
that, you know,
totally. I already said we have a boy. We're gonna have long hair for him, and my mom like hates that. And I'm like, too bad. Deal with it. That's why I'm going to pierce my girl's ears. Judge me if you want, Jamie.
We already discussed this. We're
I know,
not getting
but
into it.
You know, because when I have a boy, he's gonna have long hair too.
I thought my goddaughter like. Real diamonds for her. The godfather and the me went in together. And now my friend Jessica, she's like, I'm not getting her ears pierced though. And I'm like, okay, those are just going to sit there for 10 years. It's fine. It's just like a lot of money went into that.
Yeah.
She's not doing it. I think it looks, I love it.
I love it.
I love how it looks. It's so cute.
My mom has started a full bow collection for her. We have like 30 plus bows. I was over there today and my mom's like, did you see? I was like, no, mom, I had to pee. I just drove from San Diego. I went straight to the bathroom. I didn't look in your closet. She's like, come here, look. And she has this whole rack of all like 30 different little onesies and all of these matching bows. And she's like, why aren't you excited? And I'm like, I'll be excited once I have a healthy baby. Yeah. In the meantime, I still have anxiety. I have anxiety about my appointment today. I'm like, do you still have a heartbeat? Are you okay in there? Like, until I can feel her, it's like, I want to be excited. And I'm 17 and a half weeks now. But after having a pregnancy loss, it's terrifying. And so it's like, I'm just trying to stay optimistic and not be like so excited about everything. But then I want to be excited because I don't want to manifest that something is wrong. But it's like, she's so excited. And I'm like, I'm getting there. And once I hear the heartbeat today, I'll be right back on board. But then it's like, after a few weeks goes by, then I'm like, are you still in there? Are you okay?
But that's
like,
the job of the grandmother, right? Yeah. To be the excited one and get all the things and totally. Be like the whatever. And the mom is like, yeah. I don't know, it's going to come.
How many weeks out, along were you before?
6.5. Okay. So I'm way, yeah. way past
it. And were you pregs when you did our podcast? Because I was like, that is just like Sheena to be like sexy and like secretive. Like,
no, I don't think I was yet.
Okay.
Because like, I don't think, actually. Because
the red tide, no, remember the that red?
Was, I think it was in between.
So you had already.
Because I remember doing your podcast when I was in the back of Brock's gym. He was working and I was like pacing around the nasty alley in San Diego doing your podcast on the phone. Yeah. And I think that had to be after his gym opened back up. There's one of 2 days when she could have been conceived. It was either on a very not sober night in Palm Springs. My last night that I raged. I mean, we had the fuzzy carpet outside under the moonlight. We had the jacuzzi on. Like, it was a
very porny
vibe.
That's hot.
Whole vibe. So I would love if it was that night, but I really think it was the first day we were in our new house in San Diego.
Oh, but that's sweet too.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
I'm like, it was within the same week, but I'm like, that first night, I don't think you were capable of finishing the race. So I really think it was the second time. But yeah.
Were the rest of like the crew in the house? Like, wasn't that when Sandoval was there for his birthday?
No, that was
or someone's birthday.
You don't need Tom.
Your
there
birthday.
During the conceiving.
Oh, wait, no, that was way
no, no. This was after the vlog that I did, the Palm Springs, when we did the little festival with Brock's friends, and it was like they had this like huge
yes.
mansion.
Okay. Actually, Sandoval should be there when anyone conceives. He could be like a shaman.
That's true. He's got that kind of energy, kind of. Yeah. Or maybe Tom Schwartz more. Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe they should all be there if you really think that.
I mean, they should. Yeah. It's all one big family.
Yes. But,
and now are you allowed to say if you guys, are y'all back filming?
No, we're not. And now I'm worried that, I mean, because we don't know exactly what's going on. We were just going to assume that with 3 cast members all being due in April, they would kind of schedule around that. But nothing has been said for sure. And now with all the counties or the state going back into purple, I don't know if that's going to affect what the tentative plan even was. Or yeah. that's just in my head. Nothing has been confirmed, but
what's
no.
going on with TomTom or even Pump? Or is any of that even kind of open?
So Sir has been back open for like since mid-September.
Like yeah.
Because we did my anniversary there, which was September yes. 30th, and they had already been open a couple weeks.
And they've now moved on to like open up the sidewalk and they have cute tables and they have barricades yeah. up. So it's all outdoor seating.
Yeah,
and then
so that's
garden.
Been good. And then Pump just opened back up Halloween weekend. But
and
TomTom hasn't.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know Pump was open.
Yeah.
Fun.
But TomTom hasn't opened back up and...
Which doesn't make sense because like that one is the most outdoor.
I know.
It does.
I mean,
but also if you think about it, like, I mean, Sir has been around for like 15 years. So as much as it is a tourist attraction, Sir was there for several years before the show. People know about Sir. TomTom is a really big tourist attraction place. You're not getting a lot of locals going to TomTom for as amazing as they are, the cauliflower wings. Like,
right.
It's Pump has been there for even longer. It's on the corner. It is all outdoor. Like, I felt like they're like, let's try it out with Pump and see how that does
yeah.
before opening up TomTom, which is more than twice the size of Pump.
I didn't know
the
that.
Staff, all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, because they expanded into the mm-hmm. space next door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so a couple months like after they expanded, wow. then boom, shut down. So I think they're just worried about opening up such a big place that is so touristy.
Is Motherlode still right there?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's just like Pump. TomTom and Motherlode is
yep.
still there.
It's a fun time.
And then beaches yes. right wow. next door to TomTom.
Oh, yeah. Because
what left? Chi Chi LaRue or something? What did TomTom take over?
I think it was Chi Chi LaRue.
Yeah. Was yeah. that the porn shop?
It was a
yeah.
shop.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
moved.
Uh-huh.
It's
oh, that's
it's
right. Because she, there, he went or whatever, went to Circus of Books.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, he took over no. Circus of
I
Books?
I believe so.
Well, I think it says Chi Chi LaRue on it.
Oh, it does?
Because I saw it. I was like, oh, cool. At least it didn't just go out.
That's true.
Well, I mean, so the show's, if it's on then. So mm-hmm. you're going to be just like pregsing it up on the show, doing like pregnancy walks and shit.
Yeah.
It's so
She's going to be on the bar singing Good as Gold. No. With a 7-month baby.
No.
With her belly out.
No. But
I just think it's crazy about Brittany, like, just because we met her when she just first went on the show, her first season, because that's when we did the after show. And it's just, I think, like, she was just, like, living her life, and now she's married with her, you know, because she moved. It's like everything just happened within the time. I just think that that's crazy to think about.
It's so crazy. Yeah. I mean, even, like, obviously, I do feel pregnant. I know I'm pregnant. I am doing every precaution as being pregnant. But I don't have, like, a full bump yet. So it's like, I feel pregnant internally, but externally, I just feel fat. Like,
did your boobs get huge?
Yes, my boobs are big. Yeah. And that's what I'm like. I check every day. I'm like, okay, they still hurt. I'm good. Like, because it's like, I can't feel her kick yet. She's too small. She's only like 5 ounces right now. So until I can feel that, I'm just like, okay, my body would tell me if something's wrong, but I'm like, you're okay, right? And I'm like constantly checking my boobs. I'm like, okay, I gained another pound. I've gained 16 pounds. But I still don't look pregnant. I'm starting to get stretch marks. I didn't think I was. I just thought I would be one of those girls who doesn't get stretch marks because my mom didn't get stretch marks, and I thought they were like genetic. And
where are you getting them on your side?
On my hips. My hips have gained 4 inches.
You had a little tiny hips.
4 inches. Yeah, I've always had hips, but
you know, you got to make room. You got to make room.
So I'm just getting wider.
Yeah. Your hips are spreading.
Well, that's good. Right.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So none of my jean shorts even close to, because my waist is still small. So I tried to put on jean shorts a couple weeks ago and I'm like, they're not going up. And then I got one pair up and thankfully they buttoned because they're high-waisted. But I was like, oh, it's my hips right now. It's not even my stomach.
Mm. Well, Jennifer Lopez says the hips go back.
I don't mind them. I'm fine if the hips stay. Like, if I can keep a small waist and keep my hips, like, have a natural Kardashian body, that would be goals.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I would think you'd want to go wider rather than what's this way, you know.
Forward.
Yeah. Right? I don't know.
Yeah. That's the look.
Yeah. So
Shakira says the hips don't lie. So
that's right.
I've gained 16
pounds.
And your
hips said you're pregnant, bitch.
Yeah.
So it does not look like you gained 16 pounds. No. So I don't know.
I'm wearing a really big shirt.
They're like
today.
All your boobs. Brock will send me pictures of your growing boobs. And I'm like, get bigger.
Yeah. I sent my snap streak of the day. I sent to my mom and sister. I did like a side, like before I got in the shower. I was just like, it's like, it just looks like I had a case of beer last night, which obviously I didn't. But I just look like I have like a little pooch. Mm. It's not like a belly.
The 5-month mark. That's when most women pop.
Next week.
Oh.
Apparently. Holy shit. Yeah. So pregnancy math is also so confusing. So at 14 weeks, you're 4 months. So I'm already at 17 weeks. So at 18 weeks, I'm 5 months. I'm like, wait, what? How does that make sense? Because it's like 4 weeks a month times 4 would be 16 weeks. I'm 4 months. But they count the weeks before you even conceive as pregnant. Because every month before, if you don't have your period, your body's like preparing to get pregnant. So they like count it from the first day of your last period.
Oh, I never knew that.
It's so confusing. I had posted, I was like, yay, I'm 16 weeks. I'm 4 months today. And then Brittany messages me and she's like, we're only like a week and a half apart and I'm at 5 months. So you're further than that. And I was like, no, Brittany, because 4 times 4. And she's like, no, Sheena. And I was like, wait, hold on a second. And then I looked and I was like, oh, okay. I guess I'm almost going to be in my 5th month then.
All right.
It's crazy.
You're going to pop.
I'm going to pop. I'm going to just wake up one day like fully pregnant. Yeah.
But, and then do you know, are you going to breastfeed?
I would like to as long as possible, for sure. I'm hoping that my body allows that and it's easy. I mean, I'm definitely getting the boobs.
Yeah.
And I also know that that's a good way to help you lose weight after. So that's like a bonus.
500 calories a day.
Yeah. And I'm going to pump though too, because I know Brock, he's going to be very hands-on and I know he wants to feed as well. And if I could have, you know, a break and not have to breastfeed every single feeding and then he can have that extra bond as well, I would love to do that.
Especially at night too, when you want to like sleep and switch off and be able to take turns.
It's crazy.
Well, you get a pump.
Yes.
Which will also allow you to drink. So you can pump and dump also.
Yes.
But so then you'll probably have a lot of extra. So like when you're not drinking, you put it in the freezer and then that's like when you can go out drinking and have your fun nights with me.
Oh, because you can stock
then,
up.
Yeah. And then he can stay home and feed her.
Yes. This is nuts. Anyways.
So you're going to get a place here if you start filming?
So, well, Brock, so he was going to be playing rugby next season, which starts in like January for the LA Giltinis. But now I know.
Giltinis?
Like the guillotine? So the guy who owns like, that team, his last name is like Gil. I don't know. He named the team like the Giltinis or something like that. I think it was maybe changing. It might be the same. Whatever. There's a rugby team in LA now.
I just think that's good. Like, we're rugby players. What team are you on? The Giltinis. We're on the Giltinis. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called the Giltinis.
Yeah, it's like but a pumptini.
Then I was talking to my best friend Brooke, who lives in Spain. We like had like a couple hour FaceTime catch up, and we were just talking about dating guys not from America. Her husband's Spanish, and you know, Brock's obviously not from here, and just the difference and whatnot. And then we started talking about sports in other countries and rugby, and just how much it's a contact sport. They don't wear helmets. They don't wear masks. And I'm like, oh my God, we're in a pandemic. And I was like, honey, I don't think we fully thought this through. Just because you've been given a spot on this team, like even if your team is quarantined and safe and does all the protocols, you're playing other teams. And it's very contact.
It's like the most dangerous sport, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the most, yeah. Yeah, it's the most contact sport because those guys don't. It's like football without any...
But if the football players can play,
NFL regulations are way different than rugby. They're way more strict with the NFL.
Aren't they all getting COVID?
And some of them are. Yeah.
Like a whole team's right.
I mean, the MLB, the NFL, a lot of players have gotten COVID. So the more we were thinking about it, he's like, you know, when you put it that way, he's like, it might not be the safest, but he also wants to, I mean, also in a pandemic, but look at one of the F45 gyms in LA. And depending on what's going on with Sir, I wanted to start hosting a live podcast there and just stay involved in the restaurant. I'm obviously not going to be pregnant in a Sir dress as much as I'm sure everyone would love to see that.
No, why not?
Not going to happen. But I do still want to stay involved with the restaurant. So we do want to get a place in LA, and there's this really nice, I don't want to say the name of it, complex that we're looking at that's brand new. It's not even open yet. And if we could get the apartment we want there, then I would love to have a place in both. Because even for work, my podcast, yes, I can do it mobily, but my studio is always going to be here. So LA is always going to be home. And if we could have a place starting next year here and there, that would be ideal. But I don't think he's going to be playing rugby. So, sorry,
do you guys both live in LA? And like, how has the pandemic been for you?
Oh, the pandemic's been amazing.
Has it been amazing?
The pandemic has been just a godsend.
Oh,
we live in Burbank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both which of us. Does count as LA.
Barely.
The thing with the pandemic is weird because when you do a podcast, and we do our podcast, we have like a podcast studio at Julie's. And it's also a drug den, but it is a podcast studio.
Multitask.
Double duty.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is. Yeah.
But if the thing was weird, just that it's fine when you purposely don't go out, but then when you can't, that becomes like a mental health issue. And then when you're out and no one else has been allowed to be out, because it's when you don't go to a job when you do a podcast necessarily, especially if you do it remotely. So when it was almost like everybody was doing a podcast, it was like, not as fun. It felt more stifling than it ever had because it used to feel freeing to be able to work from home.
Right.
I was like, this is awesome. We're so lucky. Like, we got the secret. And then when everybody was doing it, I was like, this sucks. Like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, like, I never leave the house.
Yeah.
I don't leave the house. I don't ever go anywhere anymore. And I'm already slightly reclusive and live alone. So whatever lesson you get from it or whatever the thing is you're getting from it, for me, I think for us, it was like, we are realizing like how lucky we are, yes, to even have it.
Yeah.
So many people, you know, are just so with work and we've lost so much work and blah, blah, blah. And at the same time, how important it is to get out.
Yes. Like, so where are you going? What are you doing?
We're coming here.
Yes.
I'm glad. I was so glad that we could come here.
Yeah. I mean, this was just,
this was my weekly outing too.
Yeah. Which was great. We were like, oh my God, we're going and to be
we
going
get to
into
see people.
Yeah.
Well, Julie's sister did get married.
Yes.
Inappropriately.
Yes. I did fly in July and that was bizarre. Yeah. And crazy and weird.
Were you the only person on the plane or was it packed? Because I've heard both stories.
It was both. So on the way there, it was empty. It was so weird. It was empty in the airport. It was semi-empty on the plane on the way there. On the way back, it was packed.
Okay.
And she flew to Boston.
Yeah. So it was a lot.
Go Red Sox.
Yeah.
And my friend has had a baby shower.
Yeah.
Birthdays. People are, you know, still
doing it
if, you know.
Yeah, we did a reveal, but, you know, we tried to have it. It was all outdoor. We tried to have everyone wearing their mask and, you know, to be as socially distant as possible. But I mean, it is important for your mental health to stay, you know, somewhat social. And I mean, mm-hmm. that's
even
just
getting out, like working out. It's like you become. I became and I'm trying to get out of being so stagnant, not moving, gaining weight, like being tired. Then you get depressed. You're immobilized by your own, mm-hmm. by your own immobility.
I'm and there with you. Like someone just asked me yesterday and I used that word. I feel stagnant and I have no energy. I'm in bed all day. Yeah. Sheena actually just sent me.
That's why you got to make sure that you're taking all your vitamins.
Well, I was just going to say, you sent me that quiz last night.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for these vitamins to be delivered on Friday.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've tried it before. I've had it for a couple years now. It's called Care Of. And
we have tried that.
Yeah, yeah, but it's the best. I love it. The way it comes in these little packages, it's like, hi, Sheena. And it has like a cute little quote. And each day it's something different, but it has your vitamins portioned out for you. And all you do, you just go online and you take like, it's like a 5-minute quiz. It's not even that long.
It was a little extensive. And I'm like, what am I getting into? Why is Sheena sending me this? I'm not going to buy any of this crap.
By the end of it.
I know. Because like, I'm also vegan. And I'm just like, there's no way I'm going to be able to take whatever they're going to tell me to take. Mm. Like, whatever. I'll just do this to make Sheena happy. And then I start going through all the questions and it's asking me like, are you holistic? Do you believe in Eastern medicine? And I'm like, yes.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, it ended up recommending like two things that I already take. So like, I kind of already know, like they know what they're talking about, saying like I need B complex and omegas.
Mm-hmm.
So I already take those. So that was cool because I was able to just X that out of my cart and not buy that. And then the other things that they said I needed was magnesium, which is supposedly going to help with my sleep and even having energy and like feeling rested when I finally wake up, mm-hmm. which I don't because I feel so tired when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And then like one other it was like mushrooms or something, which I've been wanting to get into. I'm not that kind of mushrooms.
No, I know. But,
right, mushrooms.
Know. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah,
the quiz, it just like asks you about your diet, your lifestyle, any health concerns, like, and just like address your specific wellness goals. And it's great. So I had done it a while ago and I was like, well, Jamie, why don't you, you know, try this? And especially like with the seasons changing, I've noticed that my allergies have even just gotten worse. And being between the beach and then the desert when I go to Palm Springs and it's so dry, it's just like, it's important to, you know, take care of your immune health. And especially me being pregnant. Mm-hmm. So that's just me preaching it on all of you. And their products even, like they go beyond just like vitamins and supplements. They have protein powders. They have boosts that can help supplement your workouts, like as you're working out more indoors in the colder months, especially not so much here in California, but in so many other states, it's freezing already.
Mm-hmm.
So
before I did that, I used to put vitamins into like plastic baggies. And it was just like a thing I had to do like at the beginning of every month.
Yeah.
And that was I think that's the best thing about it is that they come like prepackaged for you.
Yeah.
So you can just
great.
Throw them in your purse and there's no, because a lot of times you're supposed to take supplements like with food.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have them on you. So like if you go out to eat or even if whatever, you have it right there and you don't have to be like Julie with 14 vitamin bottles with no caps on them. It's like it's in a little package and
I can do it. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's why I don't take my vitamins regularly the way I should.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing has a cap on it.
Yep.
And they're all strewn about.
But with Care Of, you have these cute little individual packets with little words of inspiration mm-hmm. each day. So
put a cap
amazing.
On your bottle.
Yeah.
And I'm getting their protein powder, which is
exactly.
they recommended a plant-based one. It's three different plant-based proteins, mm-hmm. and there's no artificial sweeteners, no sugar. They use monk fruit extract, which I'm so excited about because I didn't think anybody knew about this. I have it in my cupboard.
Yeah.
It's good for you, and that's what they use in their protein powder. And everything was less expensive than one can of my protein powder from Whole Foods.
I know. I love that. Mm-hmm. You guys can get 50% off your first Care Of order. Just go to takecareof.com, enter code SHAY50, as Jamie did, and you're going to get 50% off your order. Stay healthy. And again, that is 50% off for your first order of Care Of. Go to takecareof.com and enter code SHAY50. Again, that is code SHAY50 for 50% off your first Care Of order.
Now I just need them to send me a date.
Yes.
If I could get one of those in the mail, that'd be great because I'm not going out.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing too, like right now with, you know, if you're single, like dating, I mean.
Well, I don't think you realize how hard it is for me because you have your man. And
I know.
I was actually talking to Brett about this. I'm like, I don't think people realize what it's been like for single people in the pandemic.
No.
Because we're alone.
I don't know, what I would
like,
have
you're
done.
You're always with him.
Like, would I have still moved to Palm Springs in March and just had guys come out and visit?
Like, let's imagine.
Would
that.
I have stayed in Marina because that's where it was more convenient for
a booty
call?
Do you like the gay guys do? Just still, the gay guys haven't stopped.
You know?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I guess if you wanted indiscriminate sex, I guess you just go on an app and be like.
Yeah, but I don't want to die.
No. No. So, also, you don't want to be murdered.
I understand what you're saying. And single people, or if you live, or if you live alone, or if you whatever, I think your mind has to shift into leaning into, we all, you feel lonely, you feel isolated, you feel, you know, you're alone, but you're not alone. And you know what I mean? You have good friends and you have family and we can lean into this and
I
know
have
that
needs,
it's going to end.
Julie.
I know. But just like you said, you don't want to die.
Exactly.
You
get into like the whole like eat, pray, love of it all, even though you can't, but you just pretend you are.
Yeah.
Like around your own house. Like, I'm just being spiritual and I'm doing to me.
You have to. Because what are you going to do?
I know it's not the same, but like, do you have like a good vibrator at least?
I don't.
Oh, why? Jamie.
No.
See,
well, I had
you're me a year ago. A year ago, I was like, I've never had
not
one.
Really.
I would
no,
never
no.
do it.
Can we get X-rated for a second?
Okay.
Or should we not?
Yeah.
Are there kids in the car?
No.
If there are kids in the car, turn it.
Pause.
Mom, turn it off for a minute. Okay. So my theory on vibrators has always been that I've never used one. I've never resorted to one because.
So you never have?
No. Every time I have sex, I can have an orgasm. You never could.
Oh, that's true.
I said stick with yours. Don't get involved.
Yeah. If I involve that, I'll get lazy.
Right.
And
but when you're by yourself.
Too. Maybe you just need a dildo. Because That's different.
Is there a fire hydrant outside the house? Just fucking walk out there and just sit on it. You know
amazing.
What I mean?
Why not? But no, Sheena had not had an orgasm her whole life, pretty much, up until last year.
There were a couple random ones where I'm like, I think that was it.
Well, then
I
it
think
wasn't.
That might have been it.
So no one knows. So that's why Brock is always right.
That's what the second after Brock and I had sex for the first time, I was like, damn it, this is it. He did it. Literally, he did it to me. And I've not been with anyone since that day because it was just the best I've ever had, best I'm ever going to get, and I don't want anything else. But yeah, then we introduced, like a month later, I had this box in the back of my car that I didn't realize was there from like a gifting suite or an old podcast sponsor or something. We're cleaning out my car and he's like, ooh, and I was like, oh, those are a bunch of vibrators. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. We can just like give them to whoever. Like, I'm not going
to
use
them. Give them to a shelter. Just donate them to a shelter.
So I was going to give them to Jamie or someone. But he's like, let's try one. I was like, I don't know. I've never done that. And he's like, just let's experiment. And then I was like, this is a whole new level to the point where sometimes he goes to work. I wake up horny and I'm like, I could take care of this myself. Yeah.
There you go.
Never had that before.
Late bloomer, Sheena. That's so cute.
So late. That's like 35 years.
It's heartwarming. Yeah. Like you're waking up in the morning like, I can use a vibrator.
It's like things fairy tales are written.
Yeah.
Little like, poems are written
like,
for that.
Like 15-year-olds are like
once
masturbating.
Once upon a time, there was a young girl named Sheena, where she woke up one morning and I mean,
yeah.
And listen, it's a lesson for
Like, Brock will come home sometimes. He'll take a shower after he gets home from work. And he's like, why is your vibrator in the shower? I was like, because you weren't here this morning. You leave really early. I woke up later. I needed to take a shower. So she came with me. Anyways, let's talk about your podcast.
Okay.
So
did you guys vote?
We did. We don't get into it too much on this show, but since you ladies are here and this is what your podcast is about, I figure, you know, let's get into a little bit of it to wrap up the show.
Oh, that's nice. Listen, there's nothing to be afraid of. The whole thing with our podcast is you are entitled to whatever your opinion is, and your opinion is valid, and everyone has a right and a seat at the table, and that's it. You know what I mean? There's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah.
You believe what you believe. And nobody also, should shame you.
We also don't care if somebody believes what they believe and they don't know that much about history or right. they don't That's even know right. that much about it.
That's right.
We welcome, like, you know, quote unquote, ignorant points of view as well. Because I didn't know. All I did was watch Bravo and I didn't care about, you know, that stuff. I had whatever my instincts were, like, oh, he's cute. Like, I say he should win or whatever. Shit like that. But
yeah,
I think your instincts as a human being, you know, yeah. you just know who you're drawn to.
That's it.
We know whatever you value. You don't have to know like the ins and outs of, because a lot of people don't, because it's very complicated and it's hard to keep straight.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people think politics is like this, its own thing. Like, I'm not interested in politics. That's this thing over here.
Yeah.
But politics are your rights. Politics are our everyday everything. It's
well,
like
it really
you
shows
don't
now with the pandemic, because it's the difference between like being allowed to go somewhere with a mask or without, or even being allowed to open your own business.
Right.
Because of, so it's like, it really shows like how little things, just everything we take for granted every day. It's like,
yeah. And there's nothing wrong with talking about the way we do, at least on our podcast. We say that we talk about politics like we're talking about reality TV, because at the end of the day, that is what it is. It's,
yeah.
you know, the people involved in it, you can look at it like that, like that we can discuss them from the way they look to how they talk to whatever, down to actual policy and issue and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but, like, we'll talk if somebody has like one of the guys on the Supreme Court has a gold convertible Mercedes. You know, and he's probably like a Bible study teacher.
Yeah, so, and we think that's okay. important.
Yeah.
That's important.
People need to know that.
Yeah.
They do need to know that. Like, there's just things that people need to yeah. know. And that's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's got a toupee, who's got a wig. There's just things right. that are important.
It's so true.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we think Trump is ever going to concede?
I don't think Trump's ever going to concede. I think that he's going to leave. And I think that he's going to begrudgingly at the very, very, very end, I think he's going to either tweet or he's going to...
Him tweet? No. What?
Yeah. Believe it or not. Or in a press conference, he's going to keep the narrative going of it being stolen and rigged and not fair and he's a victim and blah, 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 blah. And then he can then leave and create court cases and laws, suits and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then start and go work at the One
he's
American
trying to
Network.
Buy,
and,
or he's looking to buy a network. Yeah. So you've looked at Fox News. Fox News said no. So Fox News basically controls like the conservative narrative right. or whatever. But and then he controls a lot of it, too, because he's so smart and savvy and entertaining. Mm-hmm. And so Fox News isn't going to sell or let him be involved. So now he's looking at another network called
One American Network.
Yeah. So he's basically going to look to have a big platform to continue. And so he will. And it'll be probably pretty profound.
Yeah,
I think his influence.
I think so, too. And I think it's going to make then when they go in, when the new administration goes in, it's going to empower the Republican Party that's still there to kind of even fight more, to fight in the same way that they were like with Mitch McConnell and fight like with Trump the way are now. They're going to be like, you guys did this. It's going to be very divisive still.
Yeah.
But you're having a girl, and there's going to be a girl in the White House
yep.
for the first time,
yes.
right? When your little girl comes out. So that
know.
Is something to celebrate no
that
matter
is.
What.
It really is.
Like, your little daughter is going to think that that's just normsy.
Yeah. Yep.
Look, there's a lady running the country. Isn't that great and normal? And you're going to be like, not really. That's totally weird.
It's bizarre.
You know? It's completely like...
And she is. We were in the same room with her, and I have to say, like, whatever you might think politically,
mm-hmm.
she's hot. And... And but not just that, she's just,
she always laughs
it.
And she just, you know, if you think about it, we haven't seen, and like Julie said, we haven't seen anyone laugh in,
yeah.
you know, in
yeah.
the White House.
We haven't seen affection.
We haven't seen love.
We haven't seen, you know, Biden's are bringing dogs back to the White House.
Aww.
And there's going to be, regardless of politics, there's a humanity that's coming back that we haven't seen in 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you might think about Trump's policies or whatever, they are cold people who clearly have a problem with each other. And what's going on with the amount of people that have been fired or quit or are in jail or whatever shows the character of the people that are involved, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think that who's coming in are going to show and be, just show some new humanity. Like, you can see real affection between the people that we've already seen.
Mm-hmm.
Doug and Kamala and Joe and Jill and... just the fact they have dogs.
Jill Biden is like,
oh my God,
giving you a waspy, like, New England, wearing like loafers and like a sweater. And I'm like, Jesus.
It's fun. As a teacher, and she's going to continue teaching at a community college.
Yes.
They're just.
And at this point, I mean, that we will, this will be the final thing. We don't know who's going to, you know, control Congress that's going to come in Georgia. But really the truth is, and this is just a fact, the branches of government, there's three branches of government, the executive branch, the judicial branch, and then the legislative, which is Congress. They're not equal. They mm-hmm. say they are, but they aren't. So if whoever owns Congress makes all the choices.
That's
so
who's running the
if
country.
If the Republicans keep Congress,
it'll be
then the Bidens and Kamala Harris are just going to be basically like the royal family. And you know what? That's still... pretty fucking awesome. Because your daughter is still going to see.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I love it.
That's true. Yeah.
Definitely.
So what were your thoughts on Marianne Williamson?
Oh, Mr. President. Choose love, Mr. President.
You can't fight against Marianne Williamson's message.
I loved it.
What's there to fight against? You know?
Speaking of humanity.
Choose love, be love, live in love, all of that stuff.
She spoke about the environment, about nutrition.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything she said was true. Well, I think she's right. I think she's kooky. Yeah. I don't think, you know, when you watch, for me, watching any of them, and I liked a lot of what a lot of them had to say. Can you imagine Marianne Williamson as the president? Can you think about it?
Maybe involved somehow.
In the administration. Oh, you know? Sure.
I can see her in the administration.
Julie wanted her in some kind of like...
spiritual advisement.
Yes. Why isn't something like that?
I think she still could be. I don't know. I mean, the Bidens are Catholic, so I don't know what they're gonna do about that. But I do think that Marianne Williamson could potentially break ground in being, or at least starting something within American government that isn't based in Christianity.
Yeah.
So, or even any of the three religions.
Right.
Like, let's do something different.
Totally.
Let's
metaphysical, spiritual, whatever.
And ultimately what she's doing is energy and love and humanity and people and kindness. And
maybe it should be called like the kooky advisor.
Mr. President, let me tell you.
Spread love. Okay. Before we wrap this up, though, in Shenanigans' new true form, we are going to get through a couple reviews, but we're going to have our guests read them. So... we're going to start with the negative review.
This has one star. The title is Authenticity. I haven't liked the way VPR has portrayed you, so I've been watching your YouTube and have been listening to your podcast to get a better opinion. Your gender reveal tease was kind of distasteful, in my opinion. It seemed attention-seeking and inauthentic. Oh. Remember, the title is Authenticity, so this is really, she really values that. You posted something about it to get responses, and you plan to post again the reveal to get responses? Why tease? Why not just wait until you were ready to reveal? Your castmates have been authentic with their audience. If you want to be private, then create a private page.
Why wasn't this a review on my YouTube and on my podcast?
I know. Stay off the... what's her name? Who's that from?
It doesn't say. Or
it should
does,
say at the like, top.
It says like maybe...
oh, Bray 78427.
All right, Bray. Why is that
that's
on the
a
podcast?
YouTube reveal? That has nothing to do with my podcast.
You shouldn't even do revealing. And when you're revealing, maybe wait till you reveal.
Oh,
and
my
while
God.
You're revealing, possibly call someone to do a reveal. Because revealing should only be left to revelations. I mean.
And ending it on a positive note.
Who was positive? What's their
name? This is called Fish Lover 27.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Wowzer.
Wow. First time reviewing any podcast.
Ooh.
After hearing David Meltzer's interview, I felt compelled to leave a review. This is my first ever. What I love most about Sheena's podcast is the variance of depth in her guests and their respective topics. Some are lighthearted, cheeky, and fun. Others will have you reaching for a Kleenex or cause you to pause and rethink your perspective. She's curious, humble, and in love with her life. And this comes across on her show. Thank you. Thank you, Sheena, for proving fantastic entertainment when it's needed more than ever. She's so authentic.
That is a really nice review.
Yay. Yay. Oh, I love that. Thank you, fish lover.
I mean,
fish lover.
I think we know what she wants to do with Sheena.
Dear diary, I don't know why I love Sheena so much. Fish and Sheena. And, I mean.
Well, I'm just going to take it for what it is. I'm not even going to comment on the negative one because, you know, that's for my YouTube. So. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to hear more with Brandy and Julie, be sure to check out their podcast, Dumb Gay Politics. Follow them both on Twitter. We've got Mr. Julie Goldman and
at the Brandy Howard.
Brandy Howard and Jamie Lynn 24 on Instagram. See you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye. Sheena Shea.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.